If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back on a Wednesday. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Ike, I'm never going to let the Wednesday thing go, even though I wasn't a Wednesday guy. How are we feeling?
And listen, those of us in the LTBB, we appreciate it. We'll never let the Wednesday thing go either. Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. We are at Hump Day, which puts us a day closer to Sunday.
Very exciting.
Jackie Baseball also puts us a day closer to spring training. Not that that really matters to anybody else around here. Holla at you, boy.
Still the single best quarterback season in the history of the franchise, 2017 Carson. I mean, that's why you honor him every single Wednesday.
Why don't you tell me about the 1,000-yard receivers? What about that year?
That was 2019.
They ran
him out of town because Clowney hit him in the back of the head. It's just sickening.
Some say 19 was more impressive than 2017.
No one says that. One says that. Not one person. And yes, a day closer to JT inevitably re-signing.
Yes, can't wait for it.
And just ruining everything.
Yeah, can't wait for it. So
you've turned heel on JT.
Either you want to be here or you don't.
Don't worry. He hasn't.
He'll find a way to make it a positive.
When he's back, you can't lose that guy who calls a game like
that.
Yeah,
right. There it is. Big show, as always, 3:30, Flyers and 50 with Broads, 4 o'clock. Baldy will be back with us. Man, it's been a few weeks since we've talked to Baldy. Brian Baldinger will be with us. The new Insider of the Year, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings at 4:30. It is a big show, as it always is. Now, Ike said, we are one day closer to Sunday. Philadelphia Eagles versus the San Francisco 49ers, which you can hear here on WIP. And Ike, Sunday, Kevin Petullo should be coaching for his job. And I like we'll get to this. The details do matter about, you know, how the game goes specifically. But the offense overall has been horrible this year. I think relative to the talent they have, expectations, the offense has been horrible. It's been the most disappointing part of the team. Now, to be clear, Kevin Petullo has not been the only problem for sure. The offensive line is beat up. You could talk about QB play or Saquon being beat up, all those things, but the facts are the facts. And the facts are, is the worst points per game of the Sirianni era, the worst yards per game of the Sirianni era, even less than 2021, 311 yards per game. The pre-snap penalties, bad. The communication, bad. They have been, I think, the offense, not just not performing, but disjointed the whole year, and that goes back to him. And I have no doubt that at some point in his career, Kevin Petullo could be a really good offensive coordinator. I have no doubt. Mm-hmm. But the Eagles do not have time to develop people here. This is a team that has to win, that has the pressure of winning a Super Bowl every single year. You have a head coach who isn't a play caller. We need experienced, professional people in that position. And I think if they lose on Sunday and the offense is the reason that they lost the game, I think the Eagles have to do what the Lions did and make a change at offensive coordinator. So Sunday is like Kevin Petullo's job.
Yeah, I know he's probably going to be the one that people come after first, right?
Like likely.
If the unthinkable happens, which losing Sunday would be the unthinkable, the fans are going to want their pound of flesh. They just are. Now, here's where I look at it. I was in favor of keeping or bringing or hiring Kevin Petullo as the OC because he's been in the program. He's been in this offense. He understands what Nick Sirianni wants. He's been around Jalen, even though this was his first year, I believe, as coaching him directly. No, I think he was. Was he the passing game?
He was passing game coordinator.
Yeah, so he's been working with Jalen for several years now. And it seems like the working relationship there is a good one, meaning there's a good relationship between Jalen and Kevin Petullo there. I don't have a problem with continuing to watch that grow because continuity is the one thing that has been lacking in Jalen Hurts' development as a quarterback. Is keeping someone there that he's familiar with so that he, not in the first year of mastering whatever offense is being required of him to run, but in the second year, right? I think about having Shane Steichen in the first year and then he struggled, and then with Shane Steichen, the second year, he was the runner-up MVP. He was an MVP candidate in 2022. I'd like to see what that looks like in the second year. I really would. I think they've done some good things at times this year, and then there's a step back, right? It could be the running game or it could be the passing game, the play design. I think he's had a role in that. And by extension, Nick Sirianni has had a role in the offense being that way. But it's not them, and I don't know which outweighs the other, because sometimes the players and the execution has been the issue with the offense. So if I'm sitting back and I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I'm saying to myself, did I dislike what I saw so much this year? I want to make changes. And will this help Jalen's development? Because here's what you're looking at, right? Jalen's 26 years old. He's the franchise quarterback, and he's going to be here. There's only so much you can do to improve where Saquon is at. He's a running back. He's getting older.
He is who he is.
He is who he is. AJ and Devontae. They are who they are as wide receivers, two of the best in the game. The offensive line, they need to play better, but that's not a schematic thing, right? We all believe that's more of a physical thing. With Jalen, the scheme and what he's being asked to do always matters. And if you give him another year with Kevin Petullo, maybe he's more familiar and better equipped to be more efficient, like we saw in 2022. So that's where I kind of lay my head at. I want to keep the continuity there because, quite frankly, it's almost unfair to just blame Kevin Petullo on the off, because that's what it would be doing.
Yes.
If you fire him, you're blaming him for everything that's happened with the offense this year.
So I agree in a lot of ways, but here is the problem with continuity. Mm-hmm. Is let's say they lose 17-13 on Sunday, something like that, right? We're all blaming everybody, but Petullo is getting the brunt of it.
Yeah.
And they decide, we want continuity, we're going to keep Kevin Petullo. You tell me what happens after game two next year when the offense looks like it did this year. And then they are stuck. And then it's 2 years in a row.
Sure.
Where that is where I'm... Like, I'm trying to prevent that. And I know that continuity helps. I also know the Eagles won the Super Bowl with a first-time offensive coordinator for the Eagles. Uh-huh. Kellen Moore had been an offensive coordinator before.
Yep.
And I just, like, I don't know if, regardless of whether he will be good at it or not, I don't know if it's a tenable situation. Like, for the Philadelphia Eagles as a whole, if two games into next season, now, it could be two games into next season, they're scoring 33 points a game, whatever, mm-hmm. but the planning for the worst-case scenario there is a tough one. It's a tough one.
Well, here's the thing I will say. Bringing in a new coordinator doesn't mean the offense is going to be fluid. There's still going to be rough patches. There's still going to be times where the offense stalls. Because, again, you're asking Jalen, who would be, nine or ten coordinators in, even when you go from college to the pros in his career, where he's had so many coordinators, you're still adding that element to the equation. So while you may get a better play caller, a more seasoned play caller, we even saw Kellen Moore have issues as far as getting the passing game going.
Sure.
Now, people want to say, well, that's the quarterback. Okay, I'll accept that being part of the reason. But I don't see how he becomes that much better with a new guy when he has to get used to the new system again.
215-592-9494. Should Kevin Betula be coaching for his job on Sunday? We do have a next question today. This week is the anniversary of the Blizzard of 96, which I lived through here. Ike, you were not here in 96, were
no.
you? You were not here. Jack was 2 years old. Yeah, Jack was 2 years
Snow
old.
Snow was still here when I got here, though.
Dude, it was it was wild. I remember it well. I remember, you know, walking up the driveway just to get to the top of the driveway, and it was...
I've seen pictures. I was like, this is like Buffalo.
Well, dude, there was nowhere to put the snow. Right. I remember there was a huge conversation about, like, well, where's the mayor going to put the snow? They were talking about
the mayor then?
Turning the snow into steam. Was it John? No.
That governor,
was it Rendell?
It might have been Rendell. No, I don't think
it feels
it was
early
Rendell.
For Rendell.
No.
I don't feel that early.
No. I think
96,
it probably would have been.
I got here in 98, and Ed was already the mayor.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
So it might have been him. Yeah. So they were talking about what to do with the snow and where to put it. Anyway.
Well, when did he do the wusses thing?
Oh, that was.
He
that
wasn't.
Was in,
yeah.
That was in 07.
He wasn't. Like, he had already
or,
been.
No, that was 2010. That was 2010.
Yeah. That was after that. Yeah. See, what is it? City of Wussies or Generation
Nation,
of Wussies?
Nation of Wussies.
Yeah, that's right.
I was out there freezing. I was out there. I wasn't one of the wussies.
It was Rendell.
It was Rendell.
Yeah, imagine on a pregame show with one person show up. To the pregame show on a Tuesday. You know who that person was? It was Jason from the Dirty 30.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was me.
Surprising.
It was me, Glenn, and I want to say it was Ray Diddy.
Oh, is that when you guys were
Ray
across
Diddy.
The street?
Yeah, we were doing. No, we were in the plaza.
Oh, really?
We were
you
in
were
the
there?
Plaza
and it was only one
on
person.
A Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh,
on
right.
a Tuesday night.
Joe Webb, right?
Joe Webb. That's
the
Joe
Webb
game.
Yes.
That is the Joe
Webb
game. So for next question today, just give us a notable 90s event. Something big that happened in the 90s. Jack, what do you got?
So it's a good answer, but it's also a sad answer, and that's Kurt Cobain.
Oh, that is a big one.
Because when I was in middle school, teachers were telling me that, because they were there during that, that the guidance counselor's office, the girls were around the corner. Because they had to talk about Kurt Cobain.
So that was 94. I was
teenagers?
Yeah, dude, I was distraught. I mean, he was like the icon at the time.
Oh, I feel you.
And it wasn't a surprise because he had OD'd like a few weeks before in Italy. It wasn't shocking. It was just sad. So yeah, I wasn't seeing the guidance counselor, but I was upset talking about
it. Well, listen, as big, I don't want to take an answer away because it's not the answer that I was going to use, but there's a couple other deaths that happened
of course.
During that time.
Yes,
that was,
absolutely.
Was huge. So you know what? Is it you or me?
No, you.
So I'm going to go with, this would have to rank in the top 5 to 10 things that happened in the 90s from a major standpoint.
Okay.
I'm going with MJ retiring the first time.
Oh, and playing baseball.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, when the league made him retire.
No one saw that coming in 93.
Dude, think.
Yes.
I mean,
gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about if that happened today.
Yeah.
Like, think about if him playing, not just retiring, but playing minor league baseball. Who's the best player in the NBA right now? Jokic, Giannis, whatever?
Would not have the same impact.
But just imagine if all of a sudden the next year, Jokic was playing for the Reading Fightins. It's just weird.
Dude, don't sell tickets?
Yeah.
But when Tebow did it.
Tebow, I thought it was amazing, too. But he was not the best player in football when he did it.
Well, he never lost in the postseason.
He didn't.
He lost
1-0. 1-0. Well, no, it's 1-1.
1-1.
He
one
had
and
to
one.
Lose eventually. Yeah.
So mine is, now the name of this is not 90s, but it was 90s, and that is Y2K. The lead up to that New Year's Eve.
You guys were so stupid. You know that? You all falling for that? What a bunch of morons.
No one knew. Yeah. No one knew. I've told this story before, but the most amazing thing was our engineers at the time, Dick Bagg, was the WISP engineer. That's his name.
That's actually his name.
That's his name. He had to go through and confirm that everything in our studio was Y2K compliant. But he had a Y2K sticker on the microphone. And I remember saying to Dick, I was like, the microphone doesn't know what day it is. Like, why does that have to be? And he said, look, I was told that I have to go through and make sure it's all Y2K compliant. I said, but there's no date device in the mic. He didn't care. So I'm going Y2K. Yeah,
that was a big deal, man.
Dude, it was crazy. Y2K. It was crazy. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petula be coaching for his job on Sunday? And for next question, they give us a notable 90s event as it is the anniversary of the Blizzard of 96. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. So I know y'all going to say this is a sissy answer. I don't care. He should be coaching for his job. But I wouldn't care if we kept him either. I'm going to tell you why he should be coaching for his job, right? So on Sunday when we play the 49ers, this defense, we going up against Brian Rowe, Emmanuel Acho, you know what I'm saying, Casey Matthews, that linebacker.
Come on,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? If we can't run the football with our offensive line, Lane Johnson could be back, week off, Saquon, Tank, if we cannot move the ball versus this team, he got to go. Jalen, AJ, now they do got, what's his name, Alamador, Manor, whatever his name is out there at corner. He an okay player.
Wow, you playoff week Corey's a problem,
yeah, give me
man.
That,
wow.
Give me that name again.
Alamador,
yeah,
Manor?
Yeah, give me that name
whatever
again.
Whatever his name is out there at corner, you know what I'm saying? If we cannot move the ball on this Niners defense, he got to go. Mm. I don't care. Now, I'm one of the main ones that preach about continuity. Jalen, I use that. I ain't going to say an excuse. It ain't an excuse. But I use that a lot when I talk about, you know, when it comes to Jalen Hurts
sure.
and his ability to play.
Yeah.
You know, continuity. You know, but it's like, this defense is terrible. I let the bill slide because it's raining. You know what I'm saying? This defense, if we cannot move the ball, you know what I'm saying? We got, you know, no disrespect to Uncle Hugh. Uncle Hugh out there playing edge for them. You know what I'm saying? We have to be able, I'm talking about this version, not
I know.
All pro. You know yeah, what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, we better be able to move the ball on this team. If I see us, now we, you know me, I take the win however, 13-3, I take it. But I'm going to be complaining. We should blow the Niners out. We are the better team.
We don't blow anybody out but the Raiders.
We got the better, but what I'm saying is, like, when you look at this matchup on paper, if you didn't know nothing about the team, you didn't know no season, you just said Niners, you look at the roster, you look at everything, you didn't load no numbers. You're like, the Eagles should stop these dudes. That's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? We got the advantage at a lot of positions. I don't care what y'all feel about quarterback. If y'all want to call that a wash, I think we got a major advantage. But every other position, even running back, that's a wash. Or if you want –
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, we got the advantage at every position.
Yeah.
We should dominate these dudes. And Nick Sirianni, listen, I'm not saying you on no hot seat. I'm going to throw you in there, too. You won a Super Bowl, you took us to two. Doug won a Super Bowl, too. But you better not be doing no bonehead calls. You know what I'm saying? Kick the field goal if it's there. Don't be going for two when we don't need. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Who's the special teams coach?
Michael Clay.
Michael Clay, hey, man, Harbaugh, listen, you might, I don't know if you want a head coach job. We might want to bring you back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if y'all John Harbaugh's
coming back to be the special teams coach.
Listen, y'all better be ready to go for this team. I know the Godfather going to have his side ready. Everybody else, y'all better show up.
Especially since you took the week off. Last week.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see that everybody looks fresh out there next
week.
Well,
and in terms of preparation, the other teams they could have played, they already played this year. Mm-hmm. You know, so they should have been doing prep on the Niners last week.
True.
The Rams they already played this year. The Packers they already played this year.
Yep.
You know, the Bears already played this year. So the only teams that they could have played this week, they've already played.
Yep.
So the 49ers, they should be prepared. I agree with you, Corey. Like, this 49ers defense is not good at anything. They're not good at stopping the run. They're not good at stopping the pass. They're not good at pass rush. They don't have anything.
Yeah. D'Amador Lenore is his name.
Menor, you mean.
It was close. You were close, though. Yeah, I like the name you gave him.
Yeah.
But real quick, also, I forget who the reporter was. I don't know if it was Berman. Ashley, I don't know. Y'all said the team was okay with rest. So y'all was okay with the rest. Y'all didn't want the two seed. I'm cool with that. I don't want to hear no back. I don't want to hear Landon Dickerson walking off with no limp. I don't want to see none of that. Y'all should be ready to go. No back, no limp, no none of that.
All right.
Next question.
My 90s.
Notable 90s event.
spot you took mine, I was going to say that.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Magic Johnson retiring with HIV.
Yes, sir.
That was crazy.
Still know where I was at.
Yeah.
When that happened, yes, sir. I was coming home from basketball practice.
Yeah, I remember being on the school bus the next day and talking about it. I mean, it was a...
Man.
It was a crazy time.
Well, at that time, it was a death sentence.
It was.
So when you heard that... First thought is Magic Johnson's getting ready to die.
Yes. Yeah. And here he is. Now he's fat.
Healthier than all of us.
30 years later. And he's
a billionaire and healthier than all of us.
Yeah. But at the time, that was a massive story.
Yeah. The 90s had a lot. There was a lot that went on in the 90s, man.
This is what you young people do not understand. You, Jack.
Thank you.
And
I
know you appreciate the 90s.
Thank you.
In retrospect.
I want that on the record.
Yes. But here's what the 90s had that we don't have today, is that we let things simmer in the 90s. So like OJ, that took up like 3 years. Today?
Damn sure it
is. OJ would be in a week and a half, we would be on to whatever the next thing is.
I was going to say 2 months tops.
Yeah, I don't want to say all the things. I was about to say all these things. But all these controversies that we remember, it's not because they were outrageous. They were. But it's because we had enough time to really let them sink in and really dig into them. We don't really have time like that anymore. Something happens and
new cycles change, man.
Yeah, we're on to the next thing or whatever.
Yeah, no, we got short attention spans nowadays.
Yeah.
90s better than the 80s?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, I was so young in the 80s.
Now, listen.
Yeah.
From my perspective, it's not even close.
You did well in the 90s.
No, I'm talking about the 80s.
Oh,
that
really?
Are you kidding me? That was the crack era, man.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yes. Not a great...
The 80s not good.
Not in the neighborhood.
Yeah. The 80s was not good.
Yeah, 80s were... I was born in 76. I remember the 80s, but I don't really remember being sentient in the 80s until
right.
There it is again.
To me, it is 87. And I usually put everything around it. It's either, when I think back in time, it's either a music thing or a sports thing. For me, it's a music thing. There's a Guns N' Roses album came out in 1987. That's just when I remember start actually like being, I wasn't a teenager, I was 11, but that was when I started to have my own thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
I was 11 years old.
Yeah, see, I feel like a lot of people say the 80s was the best generation. Like, older than you.
Yeah.
Older than you.
Well, they were coming off the 70s.
Yeah. But everyone also romanticizes their youth, besides, I think, my generation. Like, people I think 2004 was still technically the 90s, but this poor, 2010 to now.
They just sitting there at home staring at their phone.
Sucks.
Well, the 80s was good for all the boomers doing coke in the 80s all over the place. It was just like they're all rich and they're all doing coke. You know, missed out on that. Wasn't part of that whole thing. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, something in Philly sports doesn't feel quite the same as it used to. We will talk about that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Beep a horn for the prop.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It ain't easy getting Tango Ray straight out the bottle. Everybody want to know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a mind full of silly games.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Dyke, Spike, and Fritz. The thing with 2:30 Tupac is I have to find a way to get in there without interrupting Ike's flow. Because Ike will rap almost every single one of them, and I don't want to interrupt him because I am personally enjoying it. I also don't want to talk over him. So I know the music part that I want to get in on, but I also don't want to interrupt him.
I try not to go too long because I know you got to get in there.
I enjoy it. So you get 2:30 Tupac, 3:30 Country, 4:30 90s, 5:30 Creed. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The tour request is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, which we are, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers online. At marks-jewelers.com. Should Kevin Petula be coaching for his job on Sunday? Yes or no? I say yes. Ike says no. What do you think the Twitter poll says? Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm imagining they're saying yes.
Well, then you would be correct.
Probably, let's go 67%.
Oh, what if I told you it was higher?
Wow.
Yeah. What if I told you it was higher?
77%?
What if I told you it was higher than that?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It is.
It must be in the 80s?
88.3%.
88?
Yeah.
Man.
Now
we found something Eagles fans are negative about.
Yeah. Seriously.
Now, the details do matter in that if they were to, by some insane chance, lose 41-37 and put up 480 yards of total offense.
That's a good point.
Would be tough, you know, but the details do matter. Before we get back to the phones on this, I mentioned that something feels a little bit different. And that is the idea of winning a Super Bowl and the lead up to it. And I don't know if it is the pressure of having already won and then, you know, expectations change how you feel about a team. But I was thinking about, well, if the Eagles won the Super Bowl this year, I'm trying to think about my reaction in the 2018 and then in last year when it happened. I cried in 18. I remember going to I went to my Papa Fred's like grave site and all that kind of stuff. And then last year was cool and it was fun. It did not feel the same. This year, it's like it is exciting, but it the lead up to it, there's a sort of anticipation or excitement that I think then I was excited that it might happen, and now I'm nervous that it might not. And maybe that's what it is. It just does not feel, it's exciting. It doesn't feel the same kind of exciting that it felt, though.
Yeah, I totally understand. Listen, the first one is going to always be tough to live up to.
Yes.
Right? Like that's your first one. It's your first one you got. So that's one. That one's always going to be tough. But now I think back to last year, and I even think back when we went back to the Super Bowl in 22, there was a belief in the one we went to in 22 as well that there was more anticipating of winning it and being excited about getting your second one.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we felt last year, along with Saquon having such a magical season, man. That's why I was arguing with Elliot yesterday. I'm like, I had a completely different feeling with that team last year going into the playoffs than I have with this team this year.
He was right in that we weren't as optimistic as we think we were.
Right.
But it was certainly more optimistic than it is this year.
And that's pretty much what I was saying. So to your point this year, I kind of feel the same way, I guess. I guess for me, it's more or less, I don't feel the anxiety that I would have if they lost the Super Bowl. In other words, I don't have the nervousness of not getting there and not winning. And maybe that's the comfort of winning last year and being able to say, well, they won it last year.
Yes.
So I don't have as much of that built up frustration or intense that they got to do it this year. It would almost be a cherry on top doing it again this year.
It's almost like, you know, you think about, when I think about dealing with, because in college and then after college, I dealt with a lot of Boston sports fans.
Right.
And the Red Sox fans during that run and Patriots fans were just smug. I mean, but I understand now how you get that way, because when you get rid of the loser thing,
sure,
your identity has to be something, right? And I guess I'd rather it be that than, because the... You know, we were talking about what it's like to be a New York sports fan right now. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that it's muted to them is because they're not winning. Well, I think that almost made us crazier when we weren't winning.
It made us crazier, yes.
Yeah, it makes them disaffected. And that is one of the things about Philly that's special.
Yeah.
I just, and Jack said it yesterday, and I know he's saying it tongue-in-cheek in some way, but when you have... you said that it's good when there's 10 years in between them.
Well, I like it... feeling like there's a build-up to it again. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
We don't need 10 years, though.
Okay. Six. But I also don't like the thing where it's like, I'll take one championship and then 10 years of bad. Because 10 years of bad sucks.
No,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
That's not fun at all.
Yeah.
But like, having it build back up again and like have a whole new generation get to experience their first title and things. Like, I do like that.
Yeah, listen, I get that part of it. Yeah. If it was just that easy to say, well, we'll be back here and win one in 5 years.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
but it's not. And,
no.
And that's where I try to remain grounded in. I don't want to take this time for granted. Like, I want to get as many of them as you can. And if that turns me into a snob football fan or sports fan being here to where I can... I do like saying that's what we do is win.
Yeah.
I enjoy saying that.
I listen,
because for a lot of years, couldn't say that. And, you know, I don't have to explain to you. You were born and raised here. And for every other sports fan that went through the 60s and the 70s and in the 80s and the 90s, while other teams win, when you clearly knew we had talented enough teams to win titles, we just didn't get it done. Right, the Sixers finally doing it in 83. Yeah, they got that one, but the feeling of there should have been another one or two there with that team under Dr. J and what he was able to do. That Phillies team probably feels like they should have won more than one with Mike Schmidt.
Yes.
Right? Definitely the Reggie White Eagles teams. And then you go to the teams I was a part of. We should have won. So there's a lot of suffering that's gone on during that time that I'm okay in this. This 8-year window we're in, and if we extend it to 10 to 12 years where we are a champion, we're winning, and we're competing for titles, I don't ever want it to become so watered down that I don't appreciate it. So you're kind of trying to fight against what's natural human instinct to being taking it for granted. But at the same time, I'm like, let's go win this thing again.
Well,
let's go win it again this year. Let's have a parade.
Let's do it. Might as well.
Why not? Somebody has to do it. Why not us?
Well,
just get other teams in the city something to strive for.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to be like the Eagles.
That's right. That's what you should be doing.
Hey, anytime you're talking about take 10 years off from winning.
Yeah,
no. Are the Phillies going to pick up the slack?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it is. See if I can navigate this.
I told you, 2030s. The 2031 Phils. 2032?
Shut up.
Gonna be a problem.
Will Bryce still be here?
Well, 2031 is when his contract runs out.
Oh, so they'll win the World Series.
No. Okay. Here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
They're going to win 2032, the year he retires.
Yes, and I'm never going to let you forget it.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Never. No, but don't you worry. They're never going to win a title while I work at WIP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would never give me that kind of joy.
No. You don't deserve it.
No, they would never let me go on one victory lap. They let Ike get everything because he had a rough 2000, 2004.
That was rough,
you know.
That was a rough stretch.
And now he gets all this. It's insane.
215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petula be coaching for his job on Sunday? Bam and Upper Darby joins us. Bam, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? Happy New Year's.
Hey, Bam.
What's up, Bam?
I could have had a better New Year's, so, Jack. I was at a party on New Year's Eve, man. Got grazed by a bullet.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I was at a New Year's Eve party, and then somebody, this random person was showed up to the party, and they was think they was cool, shot up in the air, and one of the bullets came down and struck me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It just burns. I had to, like, they got me in a burn cast and had to put a lot of aloe vera on there.
Wow.
It's aloe vera, yeah.
Did the party continue? I mean, did you keep part? Did it happen before midnight?
Come on, man, you stayed for the rest of the party, right?
Yeah, I stayed for the rest of the party.
That's my man right there.
Like, but where did it hit you at?
In my arm, in my neck, on my shin.
Jeez.
Hold on. You got hit twice?
Yeah.
It's like JFK.
It ricocheted off my arm and it hit my shin.
But it's single bullet theory. Yeah. Are you sure there wasn't a, was there a grassy knoll by the party?
Nah.
Okay.
It was somebody there.
Oh, man.
Now, just to be sure, nobody was seriously, obviously.
Are you the only one who got hit?
Yeah. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay.
Okay, all right.
Wow. I was the only one who got hit because I couldn't run fast enough.
Well,
never mind. Yeah.
You should be careful running,
Yeah.
What do you think about the Eagles?
The Eagles, I think Kevin Petula needs a coach for his job.
Yes, sir.
If not, we need to go get Kevin, what's his name, Stefanski?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring back Pennsylvania's native.
Oh, yeah. Bring him home.
Well, there'll be guys out there, you know, the Daboll thing people will talk about. Stefanski will be out there unless – I think Stefanski's going to get another head coaching job. That would be my guess. But there will be established guys out there. I'm actually – you're okay, though, right, Bam?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Jeez Louise.
I got the answer to the next question.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go, give man. Us a notable 90s event.
I love how you're still locked in
you're
on
locked
the show.
In. Yep. give us a notable 90s event.
All right, so this had been, I think, the year I was in my seventh grade. I was going through puberty. Monica Lewinsky.
Yep. What happened with her?
Guys like to be stroked.
What happened with her?
Bill Clinton.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Twice
yeah.
in 1 week.
Yep.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, that was certainly notable.
Now I'm awake!
Thank you for the call, Bam. Twice in the 2 o'clock hour in consecutive days, we have Monica Lewinsky mentions.
Well, it was notable in the 90s.
Hold on.
Yep.
He said he couldn't run away.
Well, yeah, so if it's your first time listening, Bam is blind.
Right.
So that is why I said he should be careful running, because he could have run toward the gunman.
Or a wall.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, more importantly, towards the gunman.
Yeah.
The gunman, I think, was just shooting into the air.
Right.
Like it's a...
Hold up.
Hold
up. We're indoors, though, right?
Well, it could have been a ricochet.
Why is he shooting indoor?
Well, I don't... What kind of parties is Bam going to? And the guy with the gun, don't you know Bam's in there? Like, he's an important guy. And also, getting away is going to be tougher for him.
It's going to be tough, man. He's the one who can't get away.
Yeah.
When everybody scatters.
Yes.
Unless you're pulling Bam with you.
Yes.
And that's still a problem.
Bam probably better off staying put.
Stay on.
Yeah.
Stay on.
Just stay. Stay put.
He lives a wild life. An hour with Bam this summer.
Yeah, this summer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This guy.
He opens up with this show. We're like, should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job? He's like, I got shot on New Year's Eve.
Bet he didn't see that coming.
You didn't even let me say it.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Hold up. One more thing.
Okay. All right. Hang on.
Hold on. One more thing.
Yep.
If it is, he's not reading the bottle, so it's not like he read it wrong.
The aloe vera bottle?
Yeah.
Yes.
So somebody, did somebody tell him?
Said it wrong? Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Hey, Yosh.
Oh, my God. My
man, Spike. What up, boo? Man.
What's up, boo?
Big Ike, Jesse, baby. What's poppin'?
What's up, Yosh?
I said it. You should be careful running. Where you gonna run?
That's the thing, man. He could be running out into the middle of the street. I mean, like, it could be more dangerous where he's running. There could be a second gunman. Who knows?
And then you roll the JFK line out there.
Yeah, the JFK line was awesome.
Maybe he was watching out for the second gunman.
Oh my God, man.
Oh, my God, man.
Damn, and I just want to say, we're laughing. Hold on, Yosh. We're laughing because he's okay. Like,
yeah,
we are very glad that Bam is okay.
Yes.
And the way Bam started it, too, was saying, hey, Bam, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I got shot. What's the name?
Yep.
Oh, man. Sorry, Bam. What's the name? Hey, Bam, you make me laugh, bro. What's the name? One thing you did see coming was Jalen's Hunt, man. I give you that, bro.
He did. Didn't he say that Jalen Hunt would have like five pick sixes this year? I mean,
hey, man, he wanted the best coming. People on the daggone team, though. He ain't got no five picks.
He got three of them, though.
Yeah. Yeah. He's making out there.
Yeah.
Got to give him that.
Hey, oh, man.
Well, Bam just messed me all up, what's his name? You know what? I agree with Spike, and I feel as though, what's his name, KP should be coaching for his job. But, man, if Nick do like he did Shane and just give him free will, I'm willing to see what he got, because I feel like Nick, what's his name, got like a big hand in what goes on in this offense, man. I really do. I mean, it looked like this in 2021. Then he gave it to Shane. It looked totally different. Gave it totally to Shane, what's his name, in 2022, and look how we was looking. He got it back, what's his name. He was masking himself with Brian in 2023, and it looked crazy again. 2024, it looked so much better, what's his name, with Kellen, even though Jalen, what's his name, took his time getting himself where he needed to be. And here we go again. Nick is masking through the OC. Take Nick out the equation. Let KP just have free will. And I wouldn't mind, you know, seeing what he could do. And Jack, every 10 years, stop tripping, boy. Look, I'm 59 years old, man.
Yeah, we don't have time to be waiting on that.
The life expectancy of a black man is 69, 72 years old. Hopefully we live longer than that.
Yeah.
But every 10 years, man, forget that next generation. I ain't going to be around, what's the name? I'm going to leave my grandkids some money if my wife, what's the name, still alive and want to share it with them, what's the name? But I ain't worried about what they going to enjoy. I want to enjoy what I'm going to enjoy, and I will appreciate it. Look, I've been laying with a woman longer than you, Jack Fritz, been alive, and I appreciate it every time I lay down with my woman.
So what'd you think of the day?
Just like winning. It's just like winning. I appreciate it every time. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Ring?
Yep, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yost, do you have a notable 90s event for next question today?
Yeah, man. What's the name? I'm going to get to it, but all them daggone children I had, what's the name, who gave me all them grandbabies, what's the name? I started smelling myself in the 90s, but that ain't what I was going to say.
Yeah, that can't be it.
But the 90s was a good time for me. I was like Ike Reese, what's the name, on draft night. I was awake, Ike. God almighty, I killed the 90s, boy. Michael Jackson marries Lisa Marie.
That was a big one.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. That was a big one.
Love you, Cass. I'll holler at y'all. All
right, Yosh.
All right, Yosh.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
They did the kiss, right, at the award show?
They did. And Paris Jackson, I guess, is – he had his daughter with the next one, Debbie
Rowe.
Yeah, they did not have – he didn't have a kid with
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie, right?
No.
Yeah.
That was a sham.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Even the kiss didn't look good.
No. The Britney Spears Madonna kiss looked a lot more real than the Michael Jackson Lisa Marie kiss. Yeah. What was I going to say there?
Lisa Marie.
Probably what I texted you.
Passed away. Right?
We got we have some news. Hmm. Not breaking, but important Eagles news, Eagles related news. Kyle, this is per Ian Rappaport, aka Rap Sheet, aka Crap Sheet. Kyle Shanahan told reporters that Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams and wide receiver Ricky Pearsall will not practice today, putting their availability in doubt against the Eagles. Now, I suspect that could be gamesmanship, because Kyle Shanahan said on Saturday
they'd be ready to play
on Sunday.
Yes.
We're 4 days later. That this game will be 8 days after that Saturday game.
Yeah.
So now, if they don't practice, they don't practice, and he can't lie about that.
No.
You know, they'll see whether they practice or not. But that is missing Trent Williams is huge,
mm-hmm.
And then missing. I know Jack has made fun of me for Pearsall all year because I had him on my fantasy team, but Ricky Pearsall is their only deep threat.
Yeah.
And he has the big passes this year, mm-hmm. in terms of through the air have all been Ricky Pearsall passes in the very few games that he's played. So if their inability to sort of stretch the defense out, really, the 49ers anyway are a team, and the way the Eagles play defense, they make you succeed, you know, so there's better chance that you screw up.
Yep.
But you don't have Pearsall, there's a much less chance of you getting some big explosive play.
Oh, yeah.
And not having Trent Williams is a huge thing as well.
Because Juwan Jennings is a nice receiver.
He's like a red zone guy.
And you can find a way to either easily take him out of the game if there's no other legitimate threat at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
So that certainly would hurt their offense. And Trent Williams, another obvious Hall of Famer, you already know what type of player he is, and having him out there versus not having him out there makes a world of difference in everything that they can do. Not to mention, you may have Jalix Hunt have a field day against whoever is over there playing left tackle. Is that why the line went up? I think the line went up to 4.5.
The line's been going up all week.
They may not be playing.
Well, I also think my guess is the line is just people think that the 49ers are fraudulent. I think that is people betting the Eagles. I don't know that it's availability.
Yeah.
But it might be part of it. This does not help the Niners. I mean, if the Eagles are now in a position where the line's 4.5, opened up at 3.5. Mm-hmm. Like, the line should be like 6. I really do. For the way the Niners defense... Now, it's very easy to forget about what the Niners offense looked like for the four games before the Seahawks game.
I do remember what it looked like before that Seahawks game.
They looked like the best offense in football. Yeah. Purdy was playing outrageous, and they were scoring tons of points. You know.
By the way, I mentioned yesterday he had 20 touchdown passes this year. Yeah, that was in 9 games.
9 games, yeah.
I left that detail out.
Yeah,
that was in just 9 games.
There are some guys, I don't think, like Jared Goff puts up big numbers and wins football games for sure. Mm-hmm. To me, I watch Jared Goff and does not pass the eye test to me. Purdy does. Like, I just think Purdy is a different animal than a lot of the sort of, quarterback 6 to 15 game manager guys that we all think are good, but don't know how
good. I definitely think he's past the game manager phase.
I think so.
I think he has.
When I watch him, I feel like I'm watching a good quarterback, a really good quarterback.
So. Doesn't overwhelm you with his arm strength or speed, but it's enough of it there that you see the difference out there.
And I think
you see the difference.
It's like Jalen. It is impressive how good he was early in his career. And Jalen was the second pick. Purdy was the last pick in the draft.
It's irrelevant,
215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? And for next question today, to commemorate the blizzard of 96, give us a notable event from the 90s. Coming up next.
We're celebrating the blizzard of 96. It's 60 degrees outside.
Yes. And Bam's getting shot.
He's fine.
He's fine. The only reason we're laughing is because he's fine. I promise you, if he wasn't fine, we wouldn't be laughing nearly as much. No. I'm kidding. Coming up next.
We love you, Bam.
We love Bam.
He's getting an hour.
We need to learn everything about Bam. Yes. That is time in the clink, you know. His time as a Redskins fan.
This dude has had he's lived three lives.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. $1,500 at a strip club.
Yep. A night.
Where's the money coming from?
Yep. Oh, my God.
I forgot about all that.
There's so much. The cheerleader outfit. Coming up next, a little high up Jackie Baseball Report, and there is a rumor about a significant Phillies free agent going to a big rival for the Phillies. Would not like this one. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite. Take a shot on the underdog or just build a parlay. Then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for.
That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.